Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey, Brendel, Steve here.
And Larson. Oh, shoot, I start this one. Sorry. Welcome to Going In Raw, Matt Chat, the only countdown top 10 list type show we got right here, youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Yes.
Forgot I did the intro. since I messed that up, let's just go.
Okay. Oh, we're just going to continue? We're
going
to go?
Yeah,
we're just
keep going. No, maybe we can set up the episode.
Yeah.
I just meant, don't worry about the plugs. No plugs.
Oh, yeah, we don't need to do plugs. So anyways, this past week on Raw, there was a bit of...
Yeah. So...
The Universal Championship...
Situation is in flux. Let's say that.
Weird.
So 2 weeks ago, Kurt Angle said, we're going to have a multi-person match at Extreme Rules to determine a new number one contender to face Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam for Universal Championship. However, this week... He said, no, contract negotiations have stalled, so that's not going to happen. But the nature of the tension between Brock and WWE is kind of nebulous in my mind, I think, because it seems like what Brock is essentially saying is none of the challengers that he sees as potential challengers are necessarily worthy.
Which kind of got me thinking, like, when I saw, so Paul Heyman, he wrote this, like, Facebook post where he was pointing out the obvious contenders on Raw. You know, Seth, Finn, Braun, who am I missing? I don't know, whoever else.
Roman,
of course, Roman.
And then Bobby Lashley.
And yeah, I guess Bobby Lashley. Where he kind of called them all out and said, nobody wants to see this. Which made me think they might not be going in any of their directions. Mm-hmm. Which is silly because one of those guys should be the guy to take it off Brock Lesnar. They've set this Brock Lesnar thing up to such a degree that whoever beats Brock Lesnar is going to be like the man. But they might not go in the direction of any of those guys. They might not go in the direction of anybody who's on the Raw roster on a regular basis right now.
Yeah.
So we came up with 10 names they could bring into Raw.
Well, there's one who's on Raw right now.
He's the exception. So these are 10 people they could bring in that aren't the usual suspects.
That could beat Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship.
Let's get into it. Number 10.
10.
Goldberg!
So he's faced Lesnar before, beat him twice.
Yeah, Brock seemed to think that he was like a big money match. I guess he was. He left the possibility open that he could come back. So I guess they could go with Goldberg.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
Don't think it's going to happen at all.
No,
I don't.
No.
But when thinking about outside possibilities, in terms of if there is a concern with the, if they're doing this, because Vince wants, or Brock thinks, that it would be more money to bring in somebody who isn't on TV every week. Goldberg is a name.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
But it's a proven name who we haven't seen in a while, who left the door open. I think it probably wouldn't even be a good idea. But it's a possibility.
No, it's a possibility. A slim possibility. Nonetheless.
My only thing is this. I could kind of maybe see if they are viewing the Universal Championship as a potential marquee title, kind of what you had said before how it would be cool if they'd only defended at WrestleMania every year.
Yeah, there's a tournament to determine a more contender for it. Yeah, right. The new King of the Ring would be that tournament. Whoever wins that tournament gets to face the Universal Champion.
And it would be above brand.
Yes.
Yeah. So if they see this as some sort of box office attraction title that's only defended at like WrestleMania and SummerSlam or maybe even the Rumble,
mm-hmm.
if they want to like, you know, maybe if they want to use it as a true way to sort of up ratings, up network subs, whatever their criteria are, then I could see Goldberg, who they view or they have viewed before as a box office guy, as maybe being the guy. But we have heard nothing about that. There's been no rumor, no speculation, and it's probably completely out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
But he's a box office name.
Oh, yeah.
Number nine.
Nine.
Adam Cole, baby.
See, well, I mean, Adam Cole is becoming a huge box office name in NXT.
Oh, maybe the biggest.
I mean, we just saw the reception he received, incredibly warm reception he received at the United Kingdom Championship Tournament.
For sure.
He might have been the most over guy in that building the entire 2 days.
I think he's the most over guy in NXT.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, he's just on here because we want to see it.
But here's the thing. Adam Cole, if you put him in the ring against Brock Lesnar, he's instantly overmatched. However,
oh, yeah.
There are three other gentlemen that could have Adam Cole's back to help him win that title at SummerSlam.
What an impact could be made if the Undisputed Era moved up to the main roster, immediately challenged Brock Lesnar for that title, and Adam Cole, baby, brought it home. Universal Champion, North American NXT Champion, NXT Tag Champions.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Give them incredible. All the titles.
That'd incredible.
Be the best. That'd be the best.
You know, we saw Kevin Owens make a huge impact on the main roster while still NXT Champion.
Yep.
What if Adam Cole jumped from NXT to the main roster and won the Universal title and brought it back to NXT?
Oh, man. Who doesn't love Adam
Cole?
That'd
be great.
Only William Regal. Number eight.
Eight.
Walter. Look at how big his name is right there.
Walter.
What a scary dude.
So we've heard rumblings from Dave Meltzer that WWE is interested in bringing Walter into the company.
Yeah.
He's
and
made
rumblings that apparently he's not huge on that idea.
Yeah, I know.
Walter, that is.
Yeah. Although he just challenged Adam Cole for the North American title.
That's true.
At a Evolve show.
That's true.
Walter's made a massive name for himself in the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly thanks to the strength of his chops.
Yes.
He destroys people's chests with his chops.
Could you imagine? Brock doesn't do a lot of chops.
No.
No, he doesn't. Could you imagine a Walter Brock chop fest?
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be horrifying.
It would basically be a shoot fight.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So it'd be enjoyable to watch in that respect.
Yeah.
These two giant men beating the heck out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a lot of fun. Yeah. Walter's not the household name that some of these other people on this
list
are.
Oh, yeah, no.
But, you know, you take some time, you build them up.
Mm-hmm.
You have them go in the ring and chop the heck out of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's people like me who think the chop is the best move in all of wrestling.
You love the chop.
I love a good chop.
Yeah, sure.
If they see what he can do in the ring,
yeah.
I mean, there's more to Walter than just, you know, chopping.
Sure.
But that's a huge part of what he does.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just build up to this you know, monster versus monster battle of Walter, this giant chop machine,
mm-hmm.
versus Brock Lesnar,
mm-hmm.
and trying to take him to Suplex City.
Mm-hmm.
I think give it a little bit of time, give it some build, it could be really good.
Yeah. No, I like it a lot. I think Walter, big star in the making,
mm-hmm.
Universal Champion, perfect. Number seven.
Seven.
Bobby Lashley. So he's already firmly on Raw.
Yeah, you came up with an interesting idea before we started that if they had held back from debuting Lashley until this very situation presented itself.
Yeah, sure.
Like if it was Roman and Finn and Seth and Braun kind of milling about in this Universal title scene, Paul Heyman issued this statement saying, you know, none of these guys are really worthy to step in the ring with Brock, and then have Bobby Lashley debut, say, well, actually, I am.
Yeah.
Look at my resume.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an accomplished MMA fighter. You know, I'm legitimate. I can match up with Brock.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a pretty impactful debut instead of having him come out, beat up Elias, and just kind of not do anything for a couple months.
Yeah, they really – I'm not – look, I think tossing him in there, like, you know, over the past couple of weeks with Roman Reigns, talking about the Universal Championship, I think has been a really smart move. You know, they moved him away from not – maybe that first, you know, the Elias thing and then the Sami Zayn thing, as bad as it was. And hey, you know, we have to appreciate the fact that it's over like that. And Sami Zayn's injured, but still, they moved him on in the Universal title scene, honestly, where he kind of belongs. He's, you know, I was going to say he's a big name, and he's not necessarily a big name, but he is in, you know, and he's correct. He is a legitimate name.
Yeah.
You know, he,
well, I think in wrestling circles, he's a pretty massive name. Bobby
sure,
Lashley.
Yeah, for sure. But I think they wanted that time to sort of do a getting to know you again type thing with him. But I do kind of think that the scenario that we sort of outlined, he shows up, he says, none of you, he's beaten all of you, basically. You know, I'm the only legitimate one, and now I'm here because I see this opening.
Mm-hmm.
I think that really could have worked with Bobby Lashley, mm-hmm. and I think the people probably could have been behind that.
Oh, yeah.
I think they still could be if booked properly. And honestly, I think some of it is you got to let Lashley sort of be Lashley. I think that I liked what I saw from an Impact. I've talked about that before. When you come out here and you have him sort of be generic babyface, I'm not sure that's going to work. You got to give the guy some dimension, some reason for us to – some relatability, really,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And I think with Bobby Lashley, it really would have worked if – and I hate to just rip off what they did with Impact, but what if you had American Top Team behind him, you know? Like, he's the kind of guy who his aura could really benefit from – because he's an MMA guy – from a posse.
Mm-hmm.
MMA guys have posses. Brock doesn't. But MMA guys, I mean,
he has Paul Heyman with him.
That's true. But you look at like Conor McGregor. He's always rolling with people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Ronda even has her horsewoman,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if he had like a couple of MMA fighters sort of milling about with him, that would be really cool. That would be something big.
Yeah.
And you bring that whole posse in there. And, you know, against Brock Lesnar, you have that at that point, you have kind of a big fight feel, like a big MMA fight feel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I think that could have been really interesting. But, you know, they sort of didn't go that. I'm not really, you know, bullish on his prospects for actually being the guy to take it off. Brock Lesnar, I think it'd be cool. Honestly, I think he's as good as anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
To do it. I don't know. It's kind of too early to tell if to get a read on how the WWE thinks of him.
I know.
Is he just there to take the pin in some Extreme Rules match? Is he just there to job to Roman Reigns?
Or to ultimately face Brock and lose to him?
Yeah. Is he going to do that? So who knows?
Who knows?
Number six.
Six.
Keith Lee.
So he just showed up in NXT. He was sitting in the stands at the last takeover in Chicago.
You want him to straight jump. This is the ultimate jump. From the crowd shot.
From ringside seat.
To Universal Championship
scene. Keith Lee, I think, is that good.
Oh, I think he's that great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, his potential is, dare I say, limitless.
There is no limit to his potential.
Yes. So it could be the situation where Heyman can show up and say, you know, Brock, he's more or less beaten all the contenders, and those he hasn't beaten really aren't worth stepping in the ring with him.
Right.
Keith Lee shows up. Says, well, you've never been in the ring with someone like me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he can do a couple power moves, do a moonsault onto Lesnar on the outside, and immediately wow the crowd.
People would be so into that. And then on top of that, just he's one of the most likable guys on the camera that you'll ever see. So there would be nobody who'd be against that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would
mm-hmm.
be for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something that's obviously not going to happen, but man, how great would that be?
It'd be a heck of a debut.
Yeah, it would be. Number five.
Five.
Rey Mysterio.
So I thought of Rey because he was just announced as one of the pre-order bonus characters for WWE 2K19. We see in the past when wrestlers are made available in 2K19 as pre-order bonus characters, they tend to get worked in the storylines.
Yeah, like Goldberg when he won the Universal Championship.
Exactly. Kurt Angle. Recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Prior to that, we had Sting.
Sting, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So there's a precedent for it.
Sure.
Rey Mysterio, still beloved by the WWE Universe.
Oh, yeah.
He's in incredible shape.
Yeah.
He's moving seemingly almost as well as he was back in his late 90s heyday. I mean, the only thing you'd have to really worry about is how Rey, who's what, 5'7", 5'8", is going to be able to beat Brock, who's, what, 8 inches taller, and that mm-hmm. probably weighs him by 100-plus pounds.
Mm-hmm.
There's that believability issue, perhaps, but there's ways around it.
Sure.
But I think that'd be great to have Rey make his full-time WWE return, say at SummerSlam, take on Brock, put the Universal title on him.
Yeah.
I think that'd be an exciting return for Rey. I think the crowd would really get into it.
I agree with all that. I think it'd be fantastic. Number four.
Four.
Aleister Black. Ooh, what a main roster debut this would be. He's supremely over in NXT, the current NXT champion. Of course, it'd be so much fun to see him debut against Brock Lesnar and immediately take that Universal title. It could mirror Finn Balor's debut. Obviously, we see parallels between Aleister Black and Finn Balor. And granted, Finn Balor was champion for a very long time. You don't have to wait that long for Aleister Black. I think he's already made a massive impact in NXT. We saw him just beat another behemoth by the name of Lars Sullivan. Send him up to main roster. Brock says, hey, there's nobody left. I've cleared out everybody. Everybody sucks. And then Aleister Black and his amazing theme music, his Nosferatu-esque entrance goes down. And then he comes in. How many black masses would it
three
take?
Many.
Three many
black
masses.
But
here's the deal. But unlike with Lars Sullivan, where
he'll connect on all three.
One whiff, one shoulder, and then one actual shot to the head. Three shots to the head.
Yeah.
That would be nice. And then Brock Lesnar would spin around like a Biff Tannen.
Yeah.
When George McFly knocked him out.
And then fall to the mat, yes, and get pinned. Yes.
There you go.
See, that's the thing that separates, I think, Aleister Black and someone else on this list, actually our next entry, from I think just about anybody that Brock has faced during his current reign. Striking ability.
Yes.
I don't believe Brock has faced accomplished strikers yet during this latest Universal title reign. And what do we hear about Brock? Doesn't have the best chin.
Yeah, that was his thing in the UFC. That's why that match with Mark Hunt was so boring. Mark Hunt. Because Brock's...
he was trying to avoid Mark Hunt's punching prowess.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, and so it was just a boring-ass match. Hopefully it doesn't get back to the UFC. Moving on. Number three. Shinsuke Nakamura. Look at it. He's giving me that look like...
Why is my name not on the lower third completely?
There we go.
Speaking of accomplished strikers, Nakamura, at least in kayfabe, is the most accomplished striker probably on the main roster.
Oh, for sure.
We have seen Nakamura versus Lesnar way back, I think, in 2006 in New Japan.
Yep.
That was before Nakamura became the King of Strong Style. And that was before Brock Lesnar invented Suplex City.
Yes.
So it was completely different iterations of each wrestler. Be interesting to see them have a match in their current incarnations. And it'd be great. Nakamura's done some great work as a heel lately on SmackDown. Wouldn't have to change that.
Nope.
You replace Brock Lesnar, if he is on his way to UFC, with Nakamura as a top heel and Universal Champion in Raw. I think that'd be great.
I think it'd be fantastic. Right now he's got a tiny bit of like kind of a legitimacy issue. You know it'd be great, though, also?
Oh, you can cure that legitimacy issue with one Kinshasa to Brock Lesnar and pin him.
Oh, I agree. I agree totally. But then on top of that, at Survivor Series, you'd be able to come back around to AJ Nakamura. That would be flipping fun, man. That would be so much fun. I like that idea a lot. Number two. There you go. Daniel Bryan. What a great picture.
Oh, I know. So Daniel Bryan, I know he's wanted to face Brock Lesnar for a while. Originally, he was the one that's supposed to take that vicious beating that Brock Lesnar gave out to John Cena at SummerSlam 2014.
Yeah, something like that.
Of course, Daniel Bryan couldn't because he was hurt. And he never got his match against Brock Lesnar. Always remember that part in Total Bellas when he's talking to Sami Zayn about how he would counter Brock Lesnar's strength.
With sort of like animal moves.
Well, he's staying low to the mat.
Yeah.
You know, so he's out of Brock's reach, essentially. Yeah. Uses quickness advantage. So it's pretty interesting stuff to see how he would strategize a means to defeat Brock Lesnar.
He's like, man, let's be honest. I'm hoping he re-signs with the WWE as long as they give him what he wants. I don't think he's going to re-sign unless they give him what he wants.
Yeah.
And I think the WWE will be better off with him in the company. He is supremely over. If he were to beat Brock Lesnar in just a killer match, and as long as he didn't get messed up on the head.
Well, you tell Brock not to drop any elbows.
Yeah. Oh, God, I know exactly. That you will see an eruption, a crowd eruption like none we've ever seen. It would be massive. So much box office. Daniel Bryan is Universal Champion. That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun. Number one.
One.
John Cena. this actually makes some amount of sense.
All right, tell me why.
Well, we haven't seen or heard from Cena. Look, here's the thing. The thing that makes the most sense at this point is probably Roman Reigns or Braun Strowman. That still makes the most sense. I just get the feeling that they might want a bit more box office at SummerSlam, and I think Cena Lesnar might be that.
Well, how about this? Let's say this.
And there's still, I'll just, before you can continue all right, in just all right. a second, and there is still the Cena story with his record-breaking world universal
title reign. Yes. Yeah. Say this happens. So in one sense, we get Cena getting his win back from Lesnar after Lesnar destroyed him at SummerSlam 4 years ago. Also, we've seen Cena Reigns before. Reigns got the win No Mercy. Yeah. If Cena captures the Universal title, becomes a 17-time world champion, breaking the record as it exists in the WWE record book for most world title reigns, Reigns can come around still and say, hey, that belt's supposed to be mine. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to do a passing of the torch between Cena and Reigns with the title involved, you could do that.
When Cena and Reigns had their feud, what was that leading to?
It was No Mercy.
Oh, that was just No Mercy. Okay.
Yeah.
And Reigns went over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And here's another thing. If you want to push Cena and Reigns to Mania or even the Rumble, here's the thing, especially when you have to do it the December pay-per-view. Bumblebee comes out December this
year.
There
you go.
If you want to use John Cena as Universal Champion to help market the movie, you could do that. Although his promotional obligations for Bumblebee will probably preclude him from being in WWE at the time.
Oh, I don't know, man. They might, Michael Bay and all them, they might love to have John Cena in there. But then also you got like, if Bumblebee's a huge hit and if he like skyrockets to like rock status, I'm not sure the movie studios are going to let him wrestle anymore. So they need to get this over with pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because here's the thing also. Let's say Brock gets into the testing pool, right? So he wants to have. How many matches in the UFC do you really think he's going to?
A small handful. Three at most.
At most, I would think.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to be in the UFC that long. You still have time for Brock to circle back around and do what they want to do, which is have somebody beat Brock to.
Establish their position as the man.
Exactly. And that can still be, you're pushing for time to see how, if Brock's out of the picture, Seth, Roman, Braun, how they all, and Finn maybe, how they all sort themselves out in terms of who ends up coming ahead in the race to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena, his presence, because he's already been the guy, there's not that there. He's a marquee name. Huge in the power rankings. You know, he's like one of the most power ranked dudes there is. So you have time then to push the Brock Lesnar loss to one of those other guys even further out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's diminished that much by having Cena beat him. Maybe it is, but I don't really think it is.
Well, if the allure of beating Brock isn't diminished by him losing to Goldberg, I don't think it's diminished by losing to John Cena either.
I agree. It's so odd to have announced the Extreme Rules match 1 week and then pull it the next week. I don't know how much of it. I mean, it's like.
Venue is, I think, is still, unless it's an old advertisement, a six-pack challenge for number one contendership.
Yeah. They might come back around. I mean, look, dude, Vince is. He could be so weird sometimes with how he does stuff.
Yeah.
But do you think they would have come up with this? You know, almost 2 weeks ago now, we're going to do a number one challenge, contender match at Extreme Rules. During the course of the week, something had to have changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think they scripted it out to say, we're going to do this, and then we're not going to do this, because that'd be super silly.
Maybe what they decided to do instead of having the multi-person match, they thought, okay, well, it's either going to be Reigns or Lashley is going to win. Why not just have them have a match?
Yeah, that could be.
And then we could fill out the rest of the card with everybody else.
That could be.
Because obviously we're getting Strowman versus Owens.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So they're out of the equation.
Or a tag match with them.
Yeah.
Could be that.
Or we're also probably going to get something with Finn and Baron Corbin.
Yeah, that seems likely.
Takes them out of the equation.
Yeah, that's true.
So that only really leaves Seth, Roman, and Lashley. But then you get Seth and Dolph involved in the Intercontinental title scene. Mm-hmm. So that literally just leaves Roman and Bobby Lashley.
I mean, it's, yeah.
everybody else is more or less accounted for, or can be accounted for.
Yeah.
So, and then you also have Roman helping out Seth and the whole Dolph Drew thing. Mm-hmm. So that could just be setting up something further down the line. So if Bobby Lashley beats Reigns at Extreme Rules to take on Brock at SummerSlam, there's the next feud already laid out for Roman to get involved in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so we'll see. I'm not betting on Brock losing that title, though, until Mania. And even then, look, I'm never going to bet against Brock at this point. I'm not going to bet against him. I don't care if it's clear as day. Although if John Cena showed up, I'd be like, they're doing that.
That'd be different.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, they're doing that. He's about to hit Hollywood. He needs to break that record.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyways, that's it for Countout. Let us know who you want to see take that title off Brock Lesnar. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.